considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Virginia, nice and quiet. Maryland, the report of a crash. Crews were looking for, but I'm still seeing traffic completely up at speed here right between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. So watching that stretch, had the broken down on George Avenue northbound right at the Beltway. On 270, coming south, making your travels out of the Frederick area, down through to the Beltway, good. Northbound right near Montrose Road, crews are responding to a fender bender just reported there. Now we're quiet, Virginia. Nothing to report on 66 Greenway Toll Road heading into town across the 14th Street Bridge over Anacostia Crossings. Good morning, good Friday morning, and a good start there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run more clouds in as we go through this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures up. Didn't get out of the upper 30s yesterday. Today, into the upper 40s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain in the afternoon, low 50s, and a chance of rain Sunday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Warrenton, 19 in Bowie, 30 degrees in Washington. The Senate votes to reopen the government. Now it's the House's turn. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Friday, you've made it, pat yourself on the back. It's 5:07, joining us at 7:05. So you flip that. Brian Kilmeade will be joining us from the Fox News Channel at 7:35. It's Steve Kastenbaum. He's our correspondent in South Korea. At 8:05, it's Harlan Hill. And at 8:35, Kevin Cork. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnades.
Good morning. Mary, I have to ask you first off, how was that prayer breakfast yesterday? I know you were at the National Prayer Breakfast.
It was. I have to tell you, it was very humbling. I walked away from it thinking, wow, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very humbling.
What, just meeting people who are, like, just spiritual people around you, you mean?
It was, and listening to people's stories, and I was blessed to be able to go to the media dinner the night before.
Yes.
And you hear famous people. There was someone who's one of the creators or takes part in The Simpsons, one of the illustrators for The Simpsons, telling his life story and how his hard times and how he got through it through his faith. And a woman who was on MTV and an Irish poet who was there. Famous. So it's just all these famous people who were there. Just, and of all faiths, by the way.
I know.
All faiths.
Trump called out Mark Burnett yesterday from the stage. It was pretty funny listening to him. And his tweet saying he was going to the prayer breakfast. He's like, oh, and by the way, Mark Burnett will be there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, wow.
And there were people from all countries. People had headphones on so they could understand it because they don't speak English or whatever. And you never knew you did not know who was going to be at your table.
Yeah.
So there were people from Saudi Arabia. There were people from Russia. There were people from all over the world.
What a neat experience.
It really was. And I said, of all faiths, which was pretty cool.
Well, we needed a lot of prayer yesterday because there's all sorts of events that have transpired over the last 24 hours, including last night at midnight, we began the process of entering a government shutdown. If you're just waking up to this, yes, the government is shut down at this hour. The Senate coming to an impasse, and that's thanks to Senator Rand Paul. Remember, one senator can upend the whole process if they choose to, and he did. He was blocking that vote on the spending deal last night because he didn't want to raise the budget caps. The Republicans and Democrats had come to a broad agreement in the Senate, absent Rand Paul, to raise budget caps in a pretty substantial way for the military and for domestic spending, adding to the debt by about $1 trillion over the next 2 years, it looks like. So that's, pretty substantial. We're talking about a lot of new debt, a lot of new deficit spending. And again, Republicans and Democrats all seem to be in agreement on doing that. Rand Paul's like, hey, I'm not in agreement. I'm not on board. In fact, here is Rand Paul talking about why he was upending that spending bill, that deal, last night.
The reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy?
And so they're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars for domestic programs and also for the defense budgets, raising those caps. And then trying to also move to a short-term budget deal that's going to keep the government open until March 23rd, until maybe they can deal with getting all the way to the end of the fiscal year in September again. So it's a stopgap deal, and it's also an attempt to raise those budget caps in a meaningful way. Now, my question for you this morning is, are you with Rand Paul here? Are Republicans being hypocrites? Are you for having a shutdown over a deficit argument? Saying, you know what? The government has to control spending. We got to figure out a place. Let's move things around. That's fine. The military has to stay open. Exactly. General Mattis has said it's essential for safety. But maybe, just maybe, there should be a fight about spending cuts in other areas of the government. That this shouldn't be just, you know, that everybody gets everything they want all the time and we just keep increasing spending over and over and over and over. Is this, unlike illegal immigration, a good topic to be shutting the government down over? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, it's interesting, and just to show you how bizarre government has become, CNN is agreeing with Rand Paul.
Because it hurts Trump, right?
Right, exactly.
Because now it's a Republican shutdown thanks to Rand Paul.
Well, they say Paul is right that it is absolutely ridiculous that a near 700-page piece of legislation that senators got their hands on around midnight Wednesday should be passed by midnight Thursday. I would like to add an editorial note here that they had no problem with the Obamacare bill, which was far too long for anybody to read. Voting on that to find out what was in it was fine with them. Now, all of a sudden, 700 pages, this is ridiculous. They say when you're faced with the possibility of a second government shutdown in 17 days, passing this sort of legislation, whether or not it represents a massive U-turn on the very priorities your party touted just a few years ago, becomes your only option. And they say it makes either Rand Paul a principled hero or a misguided Don Quixote. But, you know what, I have to tell you, I think Rand Paul is right. We're not even under the guise of calling it a budget anymore. We call it a spending bill now. It's how are we going to spend your money? This would be the equivalent of your household getting a check every year. And because you won Publishers Clearing House, let's say. So you get that check every year or every month, whoever it comes, and you spend it. But you're like, yeah, but we want this and we want this and we want this. So you just spend more than what you have and just keep spending more and more because, you know, you've become accustomed to it. They don't even pretend to go through the budget and see what programs that they can cut and say, well, we could take this money and put it over here. Because what do we hear all the time? It's just a drop in the bucket. It's only $2 million. It's nothing. That's not going to make a dent in the deficit. It's going to not make a dent. Don't worry about it. But no, but if you do it, the rest of us have to do this. Why can't the federal government do it? Why is it everything just a drop in the bucket to them and not worth cutting anything? That's part of a budget. You spend, but you also cut. You have to make choices. The only choice they make is, so should we borrow more money? That's the only choice they make now.
Right.
So I have to tell you, I stand with Rand. On this
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you stand with Rand? Do you think it's worth shutting the government down over deficit spending and concern about racking up that national debt? Let's go to the phones now. We got Sean, who's in Stafford, kicking us off this morning. Sean, are you with Rand Paul here?
Hey, morning. I get hit by a double whammy because not only am I a federal employee, I'm also an Army reservist. So if the government stays shut down, I'm even going to drill tomorrow. But, you know, time and time again, Rand Paul has proved the only one who will stand up for his own values and his own principles. And I admire him for that. And in this instance, I got to say, yeah, you know, we are too far in debt. We owe too much money to too many places that we shouldn't owe money. We got to get this spending under control. Rand Paul was absolutely right.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I should mention if I haven't yet that he did move out of the Senate, so his objections have come to an end. But he still objects, obviously. But he wanted to make that point last night that he wanted to have law lawmakers be in an uncomfortable position here for voting continuously to raise the deficit. Now it's moved through the Senate, and we're watching as procedural votes and speeches are happening in the House right now at this early hour before they can vote to keep the government open. But Sean, thank you. Excellent point on Rand Paul and sort of maintaining his principles throughout this. A lot more calls coming in. We'll get to them. Find out what you think about the idea that the government is shut down right now over concern for deficit spending, thanks to Senator Rand Paul. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good
morning. Good morning. So happy it's Friday. Glad to be back, Mary. Let's go to 70 southbound right at the lane divide. Watch for the crash. This is if you take the lane divide heading the left side over toward Old Georgetown Road where you have the crash. Good on the Beltway. Bethesda, Silver Spring had a minor incident. Inner loop near George Avenue quickly gone. No problems to report. Maryland 95, BW Parkway, George Washington Parkway. You are checking out fine if that's your early ride. And definitely seeing some great news here. Looking at wide open lanes here of 395 as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds early. Cloudy skies later this afternoon, a high of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low at 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, followed by increasing clouds. Showers developing later in the day on Saturday, a high of 51. Chance of rain, 60%. And Sunday, cloudy, periods of rain. Highs in the low 60s, currently in our nation's capital. 28 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
All right, around 1:45 this morning, the Senate finally passed a measure to raise those budget caps and ultimately get the government back open. 71-28 was the vote. The House now considering it. I wanted you to hear a little bit real quick from Paul Ryan, who just spoke on the floor of the House.
A few hours ago, the Senate passed this agreement with a very big bipartisan vote. 75% of Senate Democrats, 68% of Senate Republicans. Republicans and Democrats coming together on a true compromise measure. I think that's a thing to celebrate. It accomplishes what so many of us have been fighting for. First and foremost, this agreement accomplishes getting the resources that we need to rebuild our military. But also, this includes long-delayed disaster funding to aid recovery from the hurricanes and the wildfires. Money to fight opioids, something that knows no partisan boundaries. An extension of important health care programs. This agreement will also allow us to step off this carousel of short-term funding bills that do nothing but hurt our military and stymie our ability to focus on other important agenda items. And I think that's been noted here tonight. You know, most Americans, they're not even awake yet. Or maybe they're just getting up for the first shift. By the time they catch up with the news this morning, they will see one of two things depending upon what choice we make here right now. Either Congress will have done its most basic responsibility, funding the government and taking care of our brave men and women in uniform. I really believe that that's what the majority of the people in this body wants to see happen. Or they will see a second needless shutdown in a matter of weeks. Entirely needless. Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill. My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. Let me repeat. My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. We will solve this DACA problem. Once we get this budget agreement done, and we will get this done for no matter how long it takes for us to stay here, we will focus on bringing that debate to this floor and find.
All right, so that's the focus is the immigration thing, and that's why Nancy Pelosi's in opposition. She's already said she'd vote against this thing, although she is reportedly telling her caucus they can vote any way they want, but they have clearance to vote against it. That's her view. Let's also get your reaction to this. Rand Paul's the reason this thing went to a government shutdown, holding it up because of the deficit, this deal to increase spending caps by $300 billion in total in defense and other discretionary spending and domestically. Amy is in Rockville this morning. Amy, do you agree with Rand Paul's stand here?
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with Rand Paul about the deficit, but I'll give you two more reasons why this is a travesty.
Yep.
First, they've just handed the Democrats a gift because this can have a significant impact on the economy, just completely undercutting the benefits of the tax bill that was just passed. And the other thing is, you know, that what you just played from Paul Ryan really got under my skin, because talking about by the time Americans wake up this morning, well, yeah, what Americans are going to realize when they wake up this morning is that they've just, the Republicans in Congress, are the leaders of Congress, have just passed, oh my goodness, they have just put a whole bunch of measures into this bill that should have been debated before the American people, and they're sneaking it through but they're trying to make look like a must-pass bill because, oh no, the government might shut down. They put things in there like support for Obamacare, all the payments to the insurance companies, so many things that should have been debated before the American people, the American taxpayers. And not only is this, does this go through FY18, it continues through FY19.
Amy, thank you. Yeah, and remember why this is in place in the first place, why we're having this debate. It was in 2011, the Budget Control Act is passed because Republicans are trying to urge fiscal restraint. They can't come to an agreement by 2013. Sequestration takes place, and we are living under those budget caps, which they've ever so often have raised. And now we're in a situation where they're raising them yet again by a very significant margin. And Rand Paul saying, well, wait a second, tap the brakes. Why did we have this conversation in the first place if we're just going to blow through the budget caps? Let's go to Joe, who's in Centerville this morning. Joe, good morning, sir. You have a point on Paul Ryan.
Yeah, good morning. I was just listening to Paul Ryan, and what an embarrassment he is. He came in with the idea of controlling government spending and cutting budgets, and he has totally flipped on us. And he said the basic job of the Senate, he's trying to tell them, is to pass this budget. No, the basic job is to control the spending and quit building on the backs of our kids and our grandkids. I mean, at one time the thought was, leave your children in a better position than you are in.
Thank you, Joe. And remember, he's right. Paul Ryan, Mr. Budget. That's why they liked him as Speaker of the House. 522 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See ThompsonCreek.com for details.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. And pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top-load washer with a huge 5.3-cubic-foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time, and Bray & Scarf is the place. Visit Bray & Scarf today or go to brayandscarf.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
525 net WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. All right, we have troubles right now. 270. Listen carefully. Nobody's moving. 270 southbound. Right as you come down to the lane divide, the split. Now the crash, it looks like one tractor trailer on the right side. Two cars at least on the left. And now that we have additional response, nobody gets by the crash. So southbound 270, there's so many lanes. When you commit to the left side heading over toward Old Georgetown Road, not the right heading into Virginia, the left side before Old Georgetown Road, traffic is stopped at the scene with this crash. Now, what I would suggest right now, because I don't see any movement, right as you come down to that lane divide, I'd go over to the right, get off at Democracy Boulevard, and head toward your destination, jockey back over into Silver Spring in that direction. Again, southbound 270, that's where we have a major problem right now. On the Beltway, if you're talking about the crash, outer loop near Connecticut Avenue, that was going over to the shoulder, no delay at the scene there. Virginia Beltway, quiet, no problems heading into our nation's capital right now over the 14th Street Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, checking out fine. But again, let's see, nope, still no change. Nobody gets by 270 south, right at the lane divide along the left side before you get to Old Georgetown Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move, along with clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already up to 47, upper 30s tonight, rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 28 degrees at 526 in WMAL.
This is an important debate, and that the future of our country hinges on how much debt we're accumulating. And I hope those who look at this bill, who actually truly do believe that debt is a problem, will consider saying, enough's enough, and I'm not voting for more debt. Thank you.
Is enough enough? Paul is in Culpeper this morning. Good morning, Paul. We're talking about this government shutdown and whether or not Rand Paul's right to remind these lawmakers that they should care about deficits.
Yeah, hi, good morning. First, let me see, I love your guys' show every morning. It's great.
Thank you.
God bless Rand Paul. I mean, this is just, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Just a month ago or so on the tax bill, the Democrats were screaming that it was a budget buster.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the Republicans, they were always screaming about the Obama deficits. I mean, if only I could raise my spending threshold. You know, every time I need to raise my spending threshold to buy something, let me raise it with no consequences.
Except in their case, they never look back, whereas we have to. 528 here on WMAL.
You know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP-180 weight loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP-180 weight loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately, and I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with EMP-180 weight loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real-world results. EMP-180 Weight Loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
The stock market is at new highs. So is that exciting or worrisome? Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're trying to figure out whether you're supposed to buy or sell when the market hits a new high, you're asking the wrong question. I mean, I know your dilemma. You want to know if you should stay out and watch it go up or get in and make it go down. Well, here's the good news. Investing doesn't have to be a right or wrong, do it or not predicament. Instead, let's ask a question you really can answer. What are your goals? Are you saving for college, retirement, a new boat? Whatever your goal, it's your goal that determines how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you figure out your goals and then give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for 30 years. Talk with an Edelman advisor at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. or visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
We are keeping an eye on the shutdown and where it goes. Who knows? We have no idea what's going to happen, but we're keeping an eye on it. That is all ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson, and the House is taking a vote on the spending bill already approved by the Senate that will reopen the government, which technically shut down at midnight. We'll have details on that vote. It should be completed before 6 o'clock. The 2018 Winter Olympics officially begin today. Nearly 3,000 athletes from 92 countries are in South Korea hoping for a medal.
There are 241 athletes on Team USA, the largest delegation the states have sent to a Winter Olympics. Luger Aaron Hamlin was chosen to carry the stars and stripes at the front of the team.
You know, it's my fellow Team USA athletes who gave me this, and so that, you know, means a ton because they're athletes that do the same thing I do, and that, you know, there's so many people that are deserving of this that to be selected is pretty amazing.
Steve Kastenbaum at the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang.
A Democratic state delegate from Tacoma Park is leading another push in Annapolis to make recreational marijuana use legal in Maryland. Delegate David Moon has submitted a bill to set up a statewide referendum to let voters decide. In Richmond, a Virginia House subcommittee has killed bills aimed at protecting gay and transgender people from discrimination in housing and employment. On a straight party-line vote, subcommittee members rejected four bills. Some of those bills had already cleared the Republican-controlled Senate. Hundreds of customers of Baltimore's water system have been getting water bills of over $50,000. The Baltimore Department of Public Works admits the bills are in error and is now reaching out to those affected customers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,860, the NASDAQ at 67,77. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Wizards lose in overtime to the Celtics. College basketball, Howard loses. The Maryland women win. Hockey, the Caps host Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. Put 2 feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Problems on 270, but a slight change for the better here. 270 southbound. Oh, boy. Here, it's a brand new problem in the local lanes. 270 in Rockville. Looks like they stopped traffic in the local lane, so stick with the main lines here if you can. I know some of you don't have a choice. 270 south at 28 Rockville, local lanes stopped with the crash. Local lanes, main lines are moving. Now, for the main lines, everyone coming down to the split. That's where we have the initial crash that had everybody stopped as you head down past the split if you're heading around toward Rockledge Drive or Georgetown Road. But now they're allowing the right lane to get by. So the change is that you now have one lane getting by. If you're at the lane divide and committing to those left lanes over toward Rockledge Drive, the right lane does get by. If you're heading onto the 270 spur, you're okay. Nothing blocked in that stretch, and you can get past Democracy Boulevard heading in toward Virginia. No problems right now. Virginia, you're pretty mellow. 95, 395, 66. Heading into town, coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale onto New York Avenue. We look good up to the light of Bladensburg Road. But again, 270, a lot of activity. First, local lanes at 28, and then the main lines heading down toward Rockledge Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy. 47 tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Stafford, 21 in Hyattsville, 28 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Friday morning, 5:37. Joining us at 7:05, Brian Kilmeade's with us. At 7:35, our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Kastenbaum. At 8:05, Harlan Hill, who is claiming that Muriel Bowser is attacking him. And at 8:35, Kevin Cork. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. A lot going on right now. The House has just passed a funding package. We're keeping our eyes on it. Look, they're headed here towards keeping the government open, or reopening it, rather. But first, I want to go over to the White House side of things. Yesterday, Rod Shaw, who we've spoken to on this program, who's the Deputy White House Press Secretary, took the podium, or the lectern, I think is the technical term, in the White House press briefing room, and had a conversation with the press, and it was delayed, actually. It was, remember, the press briefing was set to start at, like, you know, 1:30 or whatever, and it just keeps on bumping forward and forward and forward, and eventually, and the reporters are getting angrier and angrier and hungrier, probably, and are waiting for him to take the podium, because they want to ask all these questions about Rob Porter, who, up until this week, was working in the White House and is now not. He's the staff secretary there, and he was removed because fired or end up stepping aside because of his past allegations by ex-wives that he was physically abusive. And those allegations coming out in places like the Daily Mail and the Intercept, initially the reaction from the White House was to defend Rob Porter, because they were doing it from a place of, this is the Rob Porter we know. John Kelly, the chief of staff, former Marine general, a man of honor, releases a statement speaking well of Porter and his integrity and his value to the White House. And then the photos come out. One of the ex-wives has a black eye. and it's pretty clear, you know, that she was hit by someone, and she claims that it was Rob Porter who did it. Porter, for his part, denies the allegations, also says that he took the photos as a part of explaining everything that happened, but it doesn't really offer a full explanation, and has since left the White House. John Kelly releasing another statement following all of that, saying that the photos were shocking, but also saying that he stood by his previous comments of the Rob Porter that I've come to know since becoming chief of staff and believe every individual deserves the right to defend their reputation. Here is what Rod Shah had to say about all of this when he was asked yesterday by the White House press corps.
Let me talk about Rob Porter. The allegations made against Rob Porter, as we understand them, involve incidents long before he joined the White House. Therefore, they are best evaluated through the background check process. It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting.
And that was the beginning of sort of the tone yesterday that that Raj took, and in some admission as he was speaking that that we all could have done better, which is basically an admission that, like, look, you know, the White House, we messed this up a little bit. We admit that. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, we believed in Rob Porter as a guy who worked here because he's always consistently been a performer for us and one we could trust. But still, more questions about this, and also when John Kelly knew, because the press is turning quickly on John Kelly, and not just the press, but liberal activists everywhere trying to get John Kelly fired now.
Well, I know there's been some reports about the chief of staff. He became fully aware about these allegations yesterday. I'm not going to get into the specifics regarding who may have known what pieces of information, because they were all part of an ongoing background check investigation.
Ongoing background check investigation. And this plays an important point here, which is that he had not yet cleared his background check. So he was in there under an interim clearance, an interim security clearance, and the background check had not completed. But the notion was that this had come up in the background check. So how much did the White House know was the pressure that the press was placing on them yesterday? And again, Porter denies the allegations, so that should be also considered in all of this, although much of the coverage hasn't pointed that out, that he consistently denies the allegations. They could very well be true, obviously. And he has two ex-wives making the allegations on the record. Here's more Raj Shah responding to Cecilia Vega.
Sure. Are you saying that the chief of staff of this White House had no idea that Rob Porter's two ex-wives had domestic violence allegations against him when they made those claims to the FBI, that John Kelly did not know that? How is that possible that the chief of staff did not know that?
Well, again, this is part of an ongoing investigation. We trust the background check process, and the chief of staff does not get detailed updates about what may or may not have been alleged. This is a process. It involves a thorough investigation. And as I went through the process, it involves looking at not just accusations, but denials.
Okay, what's the last question? The White House had said yesterday that Porter's decision to leave was a personal one, mm-hmm. That he wasn't pressured to do so. So would Rob Porter still be on the job today had he not decided to resign?
Well, Rob Porter was terminated yesterday, and his last day, his last day was yesterday. I know he came in earlier today to clear out his stuff.
But would he still be on the job? I mean, Sarah Sanders made it very clear.
He offered his resignation, and it was accepted.
Yeah. Kind of, I think, incredible things that we've noticed about this story is, who knew Rob Porter before this story?
Good point.
Like, who knew, Rob Porter? I mean, like, you know, people in the White House, clearly. You know, people who follow the White House very closely, clearly. But other than that, when did Rob Porter become a national figure? Oh, when this happened. And now it's being used as, obviously, a proxy attack on the President of the United States. And John Kelly. More on this. And also, why would you want to get rid of John Kelly, liberals? I want to ask you that in a moment. 5:43 on WMAL.
The Zero Res carpet cleaning sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
I don't really believe that people are panicking about the stock market even after Monday. They're content. They're, I think in a lot of ways, almost have forgotten that the market can go down over a sustained period of time. And so what I wonder is if people or more people should worry.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
545 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Been a little bit busy on 270, and all I keep thinking is, oh, behave! And a little bit better. In local lanes, 270 southbound. Just 10 minutes ago, everyone had been stopped at the scene of the crash. Local side at 28 Rockville, they've just moved everything over to the shoulder, and like that, the delay's dissipated. So you're okay now. Coming out of Germantown, Gaithersburg, if in those local lanes into Rockville, just fine. Now, we're still focusing on the initial crash here. For everyone heading down to the lane divide, you'll see essentially those left lanes that head around and toward Bethesda, down toward Rockledge Drive and Old Georgetown Road, bunched up. The right lane gets by the crash now. Everyone initially had been stopped, but south on 270, again, coming around before the exit for Rockledge Drive, the right lane gets by. If you're heading into Virginia and you're in those right lanes, you're okay. Your lanes are open down toward Democracy Boulevard, essentially down to River Road, the Beltway, and Legion Bridge. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge right now, uneventful. That looks good. Same story with 210, Route 4, Route 5, all up to the Beltway, running smooth. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move, along with clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already up to 47, upper 30s tonight, rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 28 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter out this week because of allegations of domestic abuse by two former ex-wives. John Kelly, chief of staff, alleged to have known some things about this, but a lot of people on the left now coming after him, demanding he be fired. I think the National Organization for Women is among them, liberal activists everywhere, and would like to see a scalp out of the White House that isn't just Rob Porter.
Why do they want Kelly fired? That's what I don't understand. That's what I don't understand.
This is a critical question. I'm going to play some more audio from yesterday's press briefing in a moment. But this is a critical question for me. If they believe that John Kelly is the thing that's holding the White House together, the thing that brought stability to an unstable White House, the guy who's keeping his hand tightly on the wheel to help save America, if that's what you think about John Kelly, then why are you looking for his scalp at this hour? Why are you trying to take him out of the White House where you think he's a stabilizing force for the guy you really hate, which is Donald Trump? So
that's why, right there, that is why. They want chaos. They want it to be chaos. They want it to fall apart.
That's nihilism. That's destruction for destruction's sake. And that is not the tenor you should take if you have a principled stand about the future of America. And if that's the construction you've built in your head, that John Kelly is a stabilizing force, that by moving Reince Priebus out, by bringing John Kelly in, that brought some stability to the White House, that changed the flow of information, that everything that you think that he brought, the only reason you'd want his scalp now is because you want to bring it all crashing down. You don't care. You don't care what role he played. You don't care what the future of the country is if that's his role. Just bring it all down, baby. Here's more yesterday on how John Kelly's opinion of all of this changed, and it involved the photos, the black eye photos.
What does that mean John Kelly knew or didn't know? What is
well, I do know, for instance, that he had not seen images prior to the statement on Tuesday night.
That he had not seen the images. So the images played a role. Also, what did the president think of this? Raj answers.
Like many of us did not see that in Rob Porter, did not see what these allegations have brought forward. And so he was surprised by it. He was disheartened by it. And he was saddened by it.
He was saddened by it. Also seeing some reporting that he was outraged by finding out about it and not knowing it earlier. Also, there's this other complicating factor that Hope Hicks, who is the gatekeeper to Donald Trump, the president, is dating Rob Porter, that they're dating each other, and that she, in her capacity as communications director, may have been instrumental in some of the decision-making here about releasing statements and his defense, things like that. Here is what Raj had to say about Hope and the idea that she recused herself from some of the process.
Did anyone recuse themselves from participating?
The communications director did recuse herself from some matters.
And then lastly here, Raj is saying that he thinks that, you know, their mistakes were made.
I think it's fair to say that we all could have done better over the last few hours or last few days in dealing with this situation. But, this was a Rob Porter that I and many others have dealt with, that Sarah dealt with, that other officials, including the chief of staff, had dealt with. And the emerging reports were not reflective of the individual who we had come to know.
Yeah, so what they did was they judged him based on his merit. He denied the allegations against him. They judged him based on his contributions inside the White House. He's gone now. But I have a feeling this is going to live with the White House for a bit. The press will make sure of it.
And I don't think this is going to be the last of these types of stories that we hear. It's going to go on and on. It's 5:51. It's time for El Rushbo.
Last weekend, the linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, Edwin Jackson, 29, was killed along with his Uber driver when Manuel Orrego Zavala, wonder where he's from, plowed into their vehicle. The perp was drunk at the time, they say, was in the country illegally, though he had been deported twice. On Tuesday, President Trump tweeted about it, calling for tougher immigration enforcement and offered prayers and best wishes to Jackson's family. On Wednesday, the driver was charged with 4 felonies, 2 for leaving the scene and 2 more for being intoxicated and causing the deaths of 2 men. Now, after charging the driver, the Marion County prosecutor, a Democrat, went off on Trump. Terry Curry, the prosecutor, said he was disheartened that ghoulish and inappropriate public commentary had politicized the tragedy. Curry claimed the president failed to acknowledge that 2 people lost their lives. Now, what Curry fails to acknowledge is that the tragedy and others like it are political, because one political party, his Democrat Party, gives sanctuary to perps like this, refuses to secure the borders, and gets in the way of people trying to enforce the law. The president has every right to comment on these events. It's appropriate. It's necessary if we're ever going to overcome Democrat obstruction on this.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Been a busy hour on 270. The crash in the local lanes gone. It's over to the shoulder, I should say, and no longer a problem south at 28. Now, for everybody coming southbound, hitting delays in Rockville as you head past and toward Montrose Road, all down to the lane divide. The crash, the culprit here. If you're extending those left lanes and heading over toward Rockledge Drive, old Georgetown Road, a little bit of a change just to pass. Last moment ago, they're now allowing two right lanes to get by the scene of the crash. Some improvement, but again, everyone's slowing here south coming through Rockville. If you're hanging onto those right lanes, heading down toward Democracy Boulevard, eventually into Virginia, you're okay. Your travel lanes are open, but again, everyone slows now as you come through Rockville. So that's our big story right now. The Beltway, we're doing okay. Maryland, Virginia, not seeing any major tie-ups or problems. 66 coming out of Gainesville up through Centerville and then extending inside the Beltway with travel lanes open there for our Friday morning early trek. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start to see the rain chances go up as we head through the next couple of days. Clouds will be on the increase, lower thickened today and milder, 47 rain by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently our nation's capital, 28 degrees at 5:56 in this traffic and weather is brought to you by Gramophone.
For a limited time, Gramophone is offering no interest financing on home theaters. Gramophone in Gaithersburg, Columbia, or Timonium. Online at gramophone.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Monday, February 12th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains.
Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
This is coming up on WMAL.
Well, we have more updates for you on the shutdown. It looks like it's headed for the president's desk. We'll talk about all the contours of it. And also, do you want to see the president be tougher in these deficit battles?
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian Kilmeade from the Fox News Channel will be here to join us to discuss everything. We'll talk about the budget and so much more. A lot to talk to him about. And he'll be with us for quite some time here, so it's good. And it is time now for WMAL News at 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, the House just a few minutes ago has passed the spending bill that will end the shutdown. But not without a lot of tension and drama.
What happened when they started the vote is Republican votes started pouring in. Democrats, almost all of them, sat in their seats, did not vote, and stared at the voting screen. What they were doing is essentially daring Republicans, seeing how many votes Republicans could actually put up, how many yes votes they could put up. Guys, they knew, and Republicans knew, Democrats were going to be needed to come over at some point. The question was, how many, and perhaps maybe a little bit of, how much can you sweat over the course of the next 15 minutes of this vote? That standoff occurred for more than 10 or 11 minutes, with both sides either staring at one another or staring at the vote screen that shows how every single member has voted. At that point, members started giving the signal that it was time for the votes to come in.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, the bill now goes to the president, whose signature today will officially end that brief overnight government shutdown. Also happening at this hour, the opening ceremony of the 2018 Olympics is getting underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
A native of Remsen, New York, who now lives near the former Olympic site in Lake Placid, was chosen by the more than 240 members of Team USA to lead them with the flag. Veteran luger Erin Hamlin said the honor made her more nervous than racing down the track at close to 90 miles per hour.
You know, there are so many people that are deserving of this that to be selected is pretty amazing.
Hamlin won a bronze in Sochi in 2014. In 2009, she became the first American woman to win a world championship in luge. Steve Kastenbaum at the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang.
A Virginia Senate committee has passed legislation that will raise $154 million a year for Metro. But first, the panel stripped out of that bill a statewide sales tax on ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft that would have helped generate that money. There's apparently no interest in Montgomery County Board of Education seats. That, according to the Parents Coalition of Montgomery County.
Of the four seats up for grabs in the Montgomery County Board of Education, nobody is running for one. The candidates running for the other seats are all unopposed. Janice Sartucci with the Parents Coalition of Montgomery County says,
in our experience, we've never seen where people don't even run for a seat at all.
But Board President Michael Durso expects the candidate field to grow before the February 27th filing deadline.
I can think of conversations I've had with people who are kind of stepping back and maybe waiting to see what others are going to do.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin is hoping to put a roadblock in the way of President Trump's military parade. Cardin has introduced legislation that would prohibit federal funds from being used for the kind of parade the president has asked the Pentagon to explore. Some big renovations are in the works at Capital One Arena.
$40 million is going to be spent in the coming months at the home of the Capitals, Wizards, and dozens of other events throughout the year. Jim Van Stone with Monumental Sports Entertainment says among the upgrades coming to Capital One Arena,
all brand new seats for our patrons. We're going to have a brand new sound system, a state-of-the-art sound system.
There will also be new food choices, and the concourses will be renovated. Work will take place over the summer and is expected to be completed by fall. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 23,860, the NASDAQ at 67,77. Sports, the Wizards lose to Boston in overtime. College basketball, Howard loses. The Maryland women beat Michigan State. Hockey, the Caps host the Blue Jackets tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM a day. AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
If you're still looking for the perfect Valentine's gift that's going to check all the boxes, take it from me, Larry O'Connor. You have to visit 1-800-Flowers.com. With beautiful bouquets and deals to match, winning Valentine's is easy with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, when you order early, you can get 18 red roses for only $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. It's the perfect reward for thinking ahead. Valentine's Day is only 5 days away, so take advantage now. Make sure you lock in this offer, only good while supplies last. To order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to